You are now listening to Doing the Absolute Most Podcast with Lala and Minnie. No government names. Welcome to the show. I'm Lala. That is Minnie in D.C. area. What's going on in D.C., boss?
Nothing but foolishness. Foolishness, gentrification, rain.
Did you go to that gentrification march or the anti-gentrification?
No, two things I don't trust. Washingtonians and Metro PD. So I stayed far, far away. I was supporting them in spirit. And I appreciate what they stood for, but I know how much they don't play. And I know how much MPD don't play, and I just didn't really want no parts. Actually, I couldn't even, I wanted to, I worked late. I didn't get in until like 8 last night, so I didn't leave the office till late. Wasn't even an option.
So, yeah, you couldn't win anyway.
I had to come let my lovely dog out.
Harley! So
that's what I do in life, is work for her.
She works hard for Harley.
That's exactly it.
So hard for Harley.
Harley and Rant, what a life. This is what it's come down to.
You know what? It's just life. It happens. Have you been doing anything fun lately?
I did go to the races. It was Derby weekend. I did go to the races on Saturday. And I'm trying to think. Friday, I went out and celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I went to the races. And then I was so tired when I came in. I'd worked long hours all week. Then I was up Friday until like 2. And then I woke up at 5. I woke up at 5 in the morning still holding my phone because I was texting everybody like, did you make it home? Because you've been gone about 30 minutes. I ain't hear if you made it home. And so, literally, wait, I even invited a bunch. I had like 4 of my neighbors came. And they all Ubered back home together. I still text each one of them and was like, did you make it home? Are you home safe? Did you go down the street afterwards? Like, did you make it home? And so they were like, oh, yes, we all made it. I was like, I'm still going to text them too, but okay, thanks. Like, so some of their friends were like, oh, I got to take the train. Then the other one's like, oh, we're Ubering. So I was like, okay. So literally I text every single person. And I was finally late on the last two. I had already showered and got in bed, and it was like 2:00, and I was like, okay. And I literally had the phone in hand, and I guess I just like laid it on my chest. And when I woke up at 5, I was still in the same position with the phone in hand.
I can't laugh. I do that all the time. So,
I was like, oh my gosh, I checked the phone and they had texted, and I was like, okay, glad y'all made it at 5 in the morning. Like, they were really going to be like, they were still awake. And then I got up at like 8 or 9, mm-hmm. 8, I think, and I got ready. I went to race. I was at the race all day. I got home like 6. And I was like, it's too early for me to go home. I came home and I showered and like I wouldn't even let myself sit down because I was like, I'm so tired. If I sit down, I can't be trusted. And I was like, and I will fall asleep and wake up at 10:00 and then be up all night and then I'll be able to go sleep Sunday night. So I was like, dang it. So I came in and one of my neighbors, we went and got dinner. I showered and I was like, gonna get dinner. So we went and got dinner. Then I came in. It was a decent hour to unwind and go to sleep. And then, actually, it was kind of late. And I was like, what am I doing? And I went to sleep. And then I had church on Sunday. And I was like, oh, I just really want to chill. And somebody who couldn't make it on Friday was like, oh, I really want to brunch with you, though. And I was like, oh. Because I really wanted to, but it was like, I literally have not had a free weekend since February.
Yeah.
Had not had a free Saturday or a free Sunday. And so I was like, oh, it's really rainy. Like, I just want to go home. But I did it. Went and got a reservation. We ended up being able to squeeze the reservation.
Oh.
I totally forgot it was Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, Lord.
And the place I chose was Mexican food. And so it was like packed, but thankfully we got a reservation, so we didn't have to, but it was raining. Then when I finally got in, I was about to pull in the garage, and I was like, literally made a U-turn. I pulled right through the garage, and I was like, oh, whoops. I got a couple errands I need to run, because it was already like awkward 5:04. It was almost 5:00, and I was like, if I can sit down again, mm-hmm. And especially a Sunday nap, I can never, if there's anything I can't be trusted with in this life, it's a Sunday nap.
I made the mistake on Sunday. I sat down.
I cannot be trusted. And so I was like, oh, you know what? I need to run these errands. And then it was like it was six something by the time I got back in. And I was like, okay, I'll stay up. I think that's when I asked you. I was like, are you watching shows? Because, like, I need something to keep me entertained. Because if I get too still. Because I heard, like, I was like, oh, I won't lay down. I'll just sit up. But then I was like to myself, like, girl, bye. You be sitting up. Like, the way those Sunday naps hit, they come swift. And they hit you hard.
Oh, when you texted me, I was just waking up from my Sunday nap. And I was like, thank God that you texted me. Because I would have slept right through Portia's show the whole night. And I've been like, what's going on? So thank you.
I'm telling you, those Sunday naps, they're like blessed by the Lord himself. Sunday naps hit different every time.
Every time.
I think if somebody took me, like Jan from Abducted in Plain Sight, and I was like, oh, I just keep taking these allergy medicine pills, and I don't know what day it is. I would know what day it was by the nap I had. I was like, this is Sunday nap. Today is Sunday. I don't have no naps in life like naps I have, which I usually typically don't take naps. But when I do, when I have in the past had a Saturday where I could be like, hey, I'm going to take a nap. Naps don't hit like
they no.
Never. I don't know what it is. Like I was like, well, I was like, it's a different. I don't know if your heart is at a different kind of peace. Your body is at a different kind of peace. I was like, but it is a different kind of nap on Sunday. Like it's like REM 43 sleep. Forget REM 4 sleep. It's REM 43 sleep.
And it's worth every second.
Oh yes.
Of it. I don't know. Maybe it's like the whole weekend because you pack so much into this short time period. You just like you get that peaceful deep. Sleep and it's so worth it.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Back when I lived in Oklahoma, there would be like a couple weekends where I just did nothing but work out. Work out Saturday, maybe get up and run Sunday, and the Sunday naps still hit different. Even if I didn't do nothing, so I don't know what it is about Sunday naps. But
exactly.
It's I'm grateful for them.
It is just amazing, those Sunday naps. I agree.
I was there.
Well, we've had 2 days of rain, which I've enjoyed because that's when I sleep the best is when it rains at night. So last night, probably around 3 a.m., maybe a little bit after, I started hearing wonderful clapping of the thunder. And then you see the lightning. And I was just like, thank God, because now I can go back to sleep. Because I have such a hard time falling asleep, going back to sleep. But it's nothing like the thunderstorm just in the rain. And it was like heavy rain. I hate that it might have been flooded some places. But damn it, I was able to get some sleep. Like, I slept so good. And then it rained while we were at work today. And now it's just like a nice balmy 75. Perfect weather. It's not humid. It's how it should be all year round here in Texas. But it's not.
I literally Saturday when I came back in and I was like, oh, it's not raining, but it's real windy. Well, also while I was at the races, I met a lovely lady named from Texas who I sat with and from Dallas, and it was super early in the day. It was really cloudy. It rained all last week, and Friday was beautiful, and then it was, like, sunny. Like, the closer we got, once we were almost at the track, sunny. Beautiful. We get out. I'm like, oh, yes. This is Derby Day.
Yes.
This is Derby Day. This is race day. This is what we need. After about an hour, this, like, wave of humidity came. And I was like, oh, it's going to rain. I'm like, oh, no, it's sunny. It's so nice out here. And I was like, okay. And of course, the only other Texan was like, it's going to rain. I was like, yeah, when you get a wave of humidity like that, it's some rain somewhere coming. And so, for hours after that, for a couple of hours after that was fine. Then, like, probably about the third or fourth hour, it started to get a little cloudy. And then when it got time where we were thinking it was about time to go all meet back up, I looked and she was gone. She was like, look over there. And so she was like, it's raining way out there in the distance. I was like, oh, you're right. So let's go on and get back. So you're right. Because I didn't see I'd been talking, and I was like, oh, you're right. But, yeah, they were like, oh, no, it's so sunny. And I was like, it's going to rain. Actually, while I was at the race, mm-hmm. I saw a fellow Texas Wesleyan Ram, and what are the chances? Somebody was calling my name, and I was like, oh, everybody named that. And then I kept calling, I was like, I should turn around. And sure enough, there was Texas Wesleyan Ram. Who would have thunk?
Not I. Not I.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Lord. What am I doing right here? I'm trying to think. Last week was kind of crazy, so I did some medical stuff on Monday. Wednesday, which is why we didn't record, was Hamilton, which was great. That was fun. It was everything I needed to be. I love the production. It was great. It was great to see it on stage. I wish I could have saw it in New York, but I appreciate it wherever I got to see it. And it was cool because it rained that night too, and I slept peacefully.
Even better.
So peacefully. I'm trying to think what else. What happened this weekend? I didn't do much except for we had a birthday party for my cousin. And we tried a new restaurant in Arlington. Since, you know, Arlington off of 30, like near the ballpark, is becoming so big now. And it's expanding. So we found this new, it's like Asian, it's called BFF Asian
Bar. Like Asian Fusion?
Yeah, it's kind of like Asian Fusion. Yeah. It was really good. Like, I can't wait to go back. Like, right. I enjoyed that a lot.
What'd you have?
I just had the pho with all the meats. Like, can I get some meatballs in it? And it had like the tripe was in it, but they sliced it up so thin. Like, unless I wasn't paying attention, like, I would have known it was tripe. It was just so thin and good, and it was great. What did I do Sunday? Sunday just did like some running around.
So now you said it was Asian. Was it like Chinese?
It was Chinese, Thai, Vietnamese. Okay. So it was like those three.
I am the long way hard with Thai food.
Oh, really?
I can't give a Chinese. I try. I love Japanese. I love Thai.
Mm-hmm. And that Japanese too thing around me, yeah.
I can't quite get with Chinese food. Like, I don't know. I really try. And everybody, like, I've tried different things. Then, well, the one thing that really messed me up.
Do tell.
Actually, I take it back. Because we were at I went to a hibachi spot here. Mm-hmm. Originally, I had a hibachi spot when I first moved here. Mm-hmm. And a dog came out of the kitchen one day. Like, when I say came out of the kitchen, I mean, he came out of the kitchen, he was a little Boston Terrier, he looked at me, he was like, rawr! Like, then he had an attitude on top of that. And so I was like, oh, hell no. And I just, like, I was like, let's go. Like, I didn't even say a word. I grabbed my purse. I started walking. The lady was like, did you want something else? You want to try sushi? Hell no. You gonna act like you don't see that dog? Like, y'all act like I didn't see the dog? On top of that, when I saw him, it was, like, on a Sunday. It was nobody in there. So, everybody heard this dog. I know you know we saw the dog. And you just gonna ask, yo, do I want sushi instead? Like, you gonna act like we don't see the dog. I would have felt better if she would have been like, I'm so sorry about that.
Right.
So, it bothered me so much that I called the health department.
And
that's
should.
Typically not my thing. But I was like, that's too much. Like, mm-hmm. too much. And he was very comfortable. That's what bothered me. He came out and he was barking at one of the chefs too, and the chef was like, eating his lunch, like, he's out again, like, so. And to make matters worse, he barked before he came out, and I was like, oh, it must be a little dog in the alley. Literally, that's exactly what I said. At the time, my friend was in the bathroom. My friend came out, and I was like, when you were in the bathroom, I was like, it must be. I was like, is there a back door back there to an alley? Like, look like it's to an alley? And they were like, oh, I don't know. It was like a bathroom there in the hallway. And I was like, oh, okay. They're like, why? I was like, because I swear I heard a dog barking. So, like, it must have been right outside. I was like, must be trying to get inside. And they're like, oh, yeah, I heard the dog too when I was washing my hands. And I was like, yeah. I was like, that dog sounds so close. 3 minutes later. The dog was like, here I am. Y'all was looking for me? Like, I'm here. And so I was like, oh, no. So I called the health department. The health department was like, okay, we're going to file a report. We're going to send somebody out there. So I'm like, they ain't going to send nobody out there. So they were like, oh, do you want us to keep you informed of what goes on? So I'm like, oh, humor me. Yeah. Because I'm like, they ain't going to do nothing. I ain't never hear from them again. They called me when the lady got a case. The lady called me and said, I'm on my way. I got to make two other stops. I'm just letting you know. Like, she had, like, she was reporting to me. Like, I was her manager. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, this is legit. So I'm like, all right. So she was like, I'm going to go there. So I give her the full story again. She's like, give me a full. So I'm telling her. And I'm like, I know it was a dog. I saw it was a dog. It looked like a dog, barked like a dog. It was a dog. And it was inside. So she's like, okay. And I was like, I'm sure when you ask them, they're going to lie. But I was like, I know that I know it was a dog in there. So she's like, okay. Girl, I should go there. And they told her it was true. So she called me back and she was like, I went in there and she was like, they didn't deny anything you told me that I told them. And they said they were never aware that dogs couldn't come in the restaurant, that they were helping a friend out. I was like, well, so what that mean? So I was like, so you didn't write them up? She was like, well, they said they didn't know. So I told them that it's not allowed. Please. So I didn't eat hibachi out here for a long time because there's not that many cloves. Mm-hmm. Found a new spot. So I'm like, well, hey, my friend's like, well, go here. Let's check it out. Okay, I'm gonna check it out. We get there and she got chicken and shrimp, I think. Mm-hmm. She did serve it. I only did filet.
Right. I know. Because it wasn't gonna be seafood.
It wasn't gonna be seafood. And so we go during the day. I don't know why we weren't at work. We go during the day, and that's not even worth stressing about. But we're not at work, and nobody's at the grill with us. Nobody's even in the restaurant. But every time I'm in the restaurant, as a matter of fact, every time I'm in the hibachi spot, which is me and one other person, some always pop off. Now that I think about it, so maybe I should just make sure I only go during peak hours. So the man was like, oh, you got the filet. I was like, yes, how you want it done? And I'm telling him. So he starts cooking our chicken. So I try to be very respectful. But when there's not a group of people, it's kind of like, okay, sir, you don't have to do that many. I mean, you can make a little train or whatever, but we already know what's going to happen. You know, light it on fire.
Just feed me.
Yeah, we're in like a DM of a conversation. So I'm like, I don't want to be routine, but I'm trying to get this conversation. So he was like, oh. He's like, when he would talk and make little jokes, we would stop. Because I'm like, I ain't going to be rude. He's cooking our food. Like, so he starts talking. So we stop our conversation. He's like, oh, this your chicken. So she's like, oh, it's mine. He was like, do you know what sound? I can't remember. He said, Chinese. I remember because I was like, this is Japanese. And he was like, do you know what sound Japanese chicken makes? And she was like, no. He's like, meow. So he said that. And then he proceeded to say it again later on in the meal. And I was like, bruh, I know what I got was red meat because I saw it's red. Like, oh my gosh, when I tell you it ruined, I was like, oh, bruh, this was. I'm almost positive because he kept saying, was it Chinese? I was like, a Chinese? I was like, we got a Japanese. This is about you, Japanese. And he was like, what's the Chinese chicken said? And she was like, meow. And so at first when he said it, I was like, my eyes were huge. I was like, because at first I laughed. And then, you know, black friends, because she was looking at me because it was her food. I had no chicken. So so then I stopped laughing. So I'm like, okay. But then he waited. He cooked the food. Cooked other food, and when it was time to give it to her, he asked her again, and he was like, when she was like, okay, and kind of like laughed off, he was like, meow. And I was like, listen, you eat that chicken if you want to. He that's on that joke one too many times.
Meow.
So I was like, bruh, I was like, I don't know what kind of anything he's trying to throw out there. I was like, but I already don't care for Chinese food. Now he just made me even more skeptical, even though this is a Japanese hibachi and he used so much Chinese chicken. I don't even want to, I ain't got to ask no questions.
Meow.
That really did it for me. And then the way he did it was like so low, like a real cat. Like he didn't even just like do the joke like rough. He did it so low. He's like, like he can't do it. I was like, it was freaking me out. I was like, oh heck no. I was like, see, you should have got some red meat like me. I was like, I know that meat was red meat. Like,
meow. What?
Bruh, I never in my life, and I've been habitually going to hibachi spot since I was a teenager. I ain't never had nobody make no jokes like that. Ever.
I'm definitely going to not eat chicken. Well, I don't eat chicken anyway when I go to hibachi, so I don't have to worry about it. Either surf or turf. Surf or surf and turf. So,
bro.
There was no hibachi there.
But I like, so do you like Thai? Are you big Thai? I know some people don't care for Thai.
I like Thai. I just, because it can be super spicy.
Oh, yes. You don't?
I don't like super, super hot. Like, I can take, like, a level 2 or 3, but you people weigh 5. I was like, oh, 5?
I'm talking about when your lips be burning.
Mm-mm, can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. I was with someone with Catherine.
But you, on the, have you ever had spicy basil fried rice?
No, not spicy. I just had regular, but it wasn't spicy.
But the spicy basil, because they use this, like, it's a, I guess, like a barbecue sauce, but it has spice in it. But mm-hmm. You can choose the level.
So I was with this, with Catherine and them, and we were at this Thai spot, and Catherine's like, I'm going to get pad Thai level 3. And I'm like, level 3? I can't let these white people show me up in terms of heat and flavor. Let me get a level 3, too. And mine, because it had like a, it was like in coconut milk, it wasn't as spicy. But when I had Catherine's, like, her face was pink because it was so spicy. She was eating it though, like a real G. But I ain't never seen her get that heated. And so I was like, oh my God, this is hot. So what I did was took it and then dunked it in my coconut milk, the leftover coconut. Curry that I had sauce, and it kind of toned it down, but it was all good. It was all good. Now I might go have Thai. I'm supposed to do with the other Katie on Friday, have lunch, so I might do that and go have some Thai. See, thank you for that.
Of course.
What would I do without you?
I mean, not much good.
This is true.
Mama named Archie. I'm gonna call him Archibald. I don't care.
So let me tell everybody. So today I asked my cohort, my partner in crime here, what would she like to talk about today? And so she gives me this list of 3 things. The first thing, it says Archibald. What was the second one?
Aisha.
And the last is Common. So I'm looking, I'm like, okay, Aisha, I know about that. And then I said, Common, okay, I can find out about that. But I'm like, who the hell is Archibald? And so I'm like, man, what is, who
is Archibald? No, all she said was Archibald ? So I thought you were saying, like, oh, do you really want to talk about it? And I was like, yes, ma'am. So all I said was, yes, ma'am, LOL. I didn't realize you were saying you didn't. I thought you were like Archibald. Like, are you sure you want to talk about it?
Oh, my bad.
We don't talk for a long time. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I was like, yes, ma'am. And then when you were like, wait, what? Then that's when I was like, oh, she doesn't. Okay, got it.
Because normally,
because once I saw the name Archie, mm-hmm. The first thing that happened was Archie, we ready played in my head instantaneously. And then I was like, Archibald. His name is Archibald. Hey, Archie, Archibald.
So, normally I get all these text messages or something on my phone, and I've been getting text messages saying, oh, you know, William and Megan, or not, is it William? No, Harry. Harry. Wrong brother.
Better put some respect on Harry's name.
Harry. The cuter brother. They had their baby, what was it, on Monday, and so they hadn't released the name until today. And so normally I get the alerts, and I got one, you know, they...
Well, that's why I just assumed you had already gotten the alert. So that's why I was like, oh, Archibald. And when you were like, Archibald, ? I was like, yes, ma'am. And then when you were like, a few minutes later, like, what? I was like, oh, got it. Because I was like, oh, she probably thought I was being a jerk. Because I was like, yes.
No.
I thought you were just saying, are you sure you want to talk about it? I'm like, oh, yes. His mama named him Archie. I'm going to call him Archibald because I'm convinced that's his name. And that's probably what he going to look like with the hairlines is like generationally.
I kind of prefer Archibald than Archie. So
when I hear Archie, all I can think of is one, Archie Eversole, we ready. The next thing I think about is that show with Judith. What's that show? What? Archie
Judith. Bunker? Oh, Edith. Yeah. Edith, yes. Sounds like Judith. Archie. Edith. Yes.
What's the name of that show? All in the Family.
All in the Family, yes. With Archie Bunker.
Yeah, yeah. That's the second thing I think about. But, like, literally, Archibald. Like, I like that better. I feel like Archibald, he could be on Kingsman. I mean, I think he would get more respect with that.
It sounds more royal, Archibald, than Archie.
Yeah, Archie sounds like a pet hedgehog or something.
Exactly. That's a nickname. It's a nickname. His full name is Archie Harrison Mottenbotten Windsor.
His black friends gonna call him A. Richie.
A. Rich. A. Rich. A. Rich. A. Rich. A. Rich. Look at my British accent. A. Rich.
Wait, did Megan get one?
What?
An accent.
Not yet. I haven't heard her speak in a while, so.
Well, when they came out, you know, and she said that he's, what did she say when she was rubbing his head so awkwardly? And I was like, she'll rub his soft spot away. Because people, I was like, and people were like, oh, did she pick up an accent? I'll have to send you the video.
Please do, because I'm going to have to go back and look. Because I just
that,
was
looking that baby name is Archibald. Don't ask me. That's what I'm naming him.
A. Rich Harrison. A. Rich Harrison. Harry. Harry. Harrison. We'll call him Harrison. A. Rich. I like A. Rich. Y'all are welcome. We've given him a name. Apparently, he is seventh in line for the throne. I'm trying to think. Man, how can I get in line?
You have to do something really strange.
You know. And I did find out today he will most likely not be called a prince, but inherit one of Prince Harry's titles, like Earl of Dumbarton. Dumbarton? Dumbarton? These names be so British. Let's just say that. So English. Earl of Dumbarton. Archie Harrison Mountbatten -- Windsor.
I just want to say, I want to go on record and Hurricane Chris hand clap for Megan, because she kept it real and ultra trill in that dress she had on. Mm-hmm. She didn't come out in a Spanx. She didn't come out of a corset and only face frontward and have like a jacket on covering up. She came out very real. Mm-hmm. And it really made me so sad that people are so loud and ignorant. Because I feel like you need to pick one struggle. Be loud or be ignorant. Don't do both. And people were like, oh, she looks like she still has a baby in there. I'm like, do y'all not know that a uterus has to contract? But like, at your grown age, y'all don't know how the body works at all.
They don't.
And I'm like, that's so sad, because social media has literally warped. You don't even know how the body works. You just think snap back in 24 hours. And like, literally you have contractions after you have a baby. Like, you continue to have contractions until your uterus contracts back down. Like, your organs don't just get to drop back into place. So the baby's got, like, just the thought process. And I was like, bless it. But when Kate had the baby, when Kate had the first baby, I didn't see a bump.
Right. Yeah, I didn't either. But she is, like, super, super thin, though. So it kind of...
As Megan. That. Even more reason for me to see a bump.
Megan is thin. Megan is thin, but not as thin as...
Even more reason for me to see a bump.
Yeah.
But she only stood front face. You know, she only stood the right angles. Mm. And then when she had Charlotte, maybe... I'm trying to think of what was the third baby. But she turned at a slight angle so you could see, like, a hint of something. Mm-hmm. But I felt like she definitely felt the pressures of, like, come out. Look, Megan came out. She had a little bit of fullness in her face. Still, like, some post-pregnancy bloat, which is totally normal. Her dress. And then the fact that it had the tie. So she knew what she was doing. Like, it wasn't like, oh, she came out. She wasn't pregnant. Sis knew. Mm-hmm. This is real. I'm very much so still real. Now, the only thing I'm going to say, and I mean this in the nicest way possible.
Yes, ma'am.
I never realized how aged Megan was looking from the neck down, on the chest.
Now I'm gonna have to go look at this.
Okay, so maybe nobody else knows, because I just noticed when they were showing close up pictures of him in the little video when she was rubbing his head, and I was like, Megan's chest and neck. Well, not so much the neck, but the chest. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, if I didn't know what was going on and they just showed me that chest, I would be like, there's no way that's Megan. Like, and so I was like, why have I never noticed this before?
Right.
I don't know. Y'all put y'all's screen on. Face and neck.
I've never seen. Now I'm gonna have to go back and be like inspecting. Be like,
you don't have to inspect that hard. I promise.
Oh sis. But I'm kind of glad, you know, she came back with the dress on, just coming out as is, or not necessarily as is, but not putting that expectation that automatically you're gonna snap back so quickly. Showing the real realities of
after. Right, she could have come out with something without the belt and we wouldn't have been able to tell as much. Or she could have worn a cute jacket and we wouldn't have been able to tell really much at all. It could have been loose and she would have held the baby just right and we wouldn't have been able to see a bump.
Right.
Totally. And so I was like, I thought that was very, not kind, but I do say kind because it wasn't just for her. I'm sure she did that intentionally for other women. You know, like...
Yes.
So I really did like that.
I agree. So Kimberly Kardashian West has been in the news lately. I just giggle when I say Kimberly Kardashian West has been in the news lately. Kim is... I was doing a little research, recognizance on this. I don't know if that's the right word. I didn't know that Kim has helped free 17 inmates in 90 days. Did you know that?
I didn't until a few days ago when I heard the report.
I did not know that. And I wish that more people would talk about that, because I really could care less about what Kim wore at the Met Ball. I would rather hear about Kim helping free 17 inmates in 90 days. So, what's going on with Kim? Why has Kim been doing all this stuff? Kimberly has begun a 4-year apprenticeship with a San Francisco law firm, and she hopes to take the bar exam, and I totally misspelled bar, in 2020. And so, I know a lot of people have been asking, how can Kim take the bar exam when she's not, like, in law school or anything like that? So apparently in 4 U.S. states, which includes California, there's another path to passing the bar. Get it together, Shonda. What is known as reading a law or apprenticing with a lawyer or judge. The option is available to anyone who has at least 60 college credits. She has 75. So are you going to go to law school next when you move out to one of these states? Where you can be an apprentice and then become a lawyer, take the bar exam and become a lawyer?
I'm not sure I'd want to practice. It depends on what I'd want to practice. I think it's neat because I do think there are probably a lot of good people. I do think law school for sure prepares you for some things. However, there's a lot of things in school that I don't use, college included, that I did specifically. So, like, people were like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I think y'all are just getting caught up in the fact that it's Kim. As where I'm kind of like, hey, if she's doing it, she's doing it. I know, so I'm really torn because Kim is going to have, allegedly, a show that's going to discuss her efforts and everything else. And I've seen a lot of people backlash the show, and like, of course she is, because she's going to have to tell everybody about it. But I'm like, also, I don't think we knew she agreed to anybody other than the first lady and one other person. So I'm like, however... My thing to people who say that is a very serious question. So what is it that you want when you say you want people to use their privilege?
Right.
You know, like, so don't get me wrong. Kim can get on my nerves with the utmost. However, my thing is like, okay, when we say things like we want people to use their privilege, she's doing that. And since I haven't seen the show yet, I'm hoping that the show is going to focus solely on that to get ratings, because she knows if I tie my name to it, people can learn more, they can see more, this can be a full wave, which I think is a good objective. If the show is going to be her and Chloe, Kiki Keen and MJ, and then they go spend 5 minutes in a law office, and then boom, they meet up with the people, I don't know. However, and people are like, oh, of course she has to showcase it. I'm like, well, I just don't, as much as Kim gets on my nerves, separate that from whatever. When you say you want somebody to use your privilege, I mean, this is what
she's doing.
She's finally, I feel like she's finally doing. You know, before I feel like Kim was just hopping on and off Black Laps every time I turned around. And now I feel like she's found one she's been sticking with. And she's actually, because my thing was, if you want the rhythm but you don't want the blues, eh, miss me with that.
Right.
So I feel like, okay, now Kim is tackling both. She wants the rhythm, which she not got. She has not gotten. And she's going to tackle the blues. And so I'm like, to me, I respect that part.
Right. I totally agree. I respect what she's doing because she can use her privilege to help a lot of people. And the fact that she is going to take the bar exam, she's doing this in apprenticeship at a law firm. She's doing all the steps. Now, granted, she might have missed a few steps. Like, she only had, 75 credits, didn't graduate college, didn't go to law school, but she is doing, I mean, there's other plenty of
problems. But I feel like I don't have a hard time with that because I worked in oil and it was lit. There were literally men at the top who had no degrees, who literally were what they call roughnecks, worked in the field, didn't do nothing, and then worked their way up, got a friend, then they took an office job, then they were a manager, then they got in the corporate office. Like,
all right, no, no, I totally agree with you on that. No,
I know, I'm just saying in general, like, when people are like, oh, Kim's not doing the work, I'm like, half these people don't do it. Like, what are you saying? She's at least putting the effort to say, hey, I want to know. Yeah. Like, not even just like, I want to fund it.
Right.
I want to actually know.
Right.
And so I'm kind of like, okay, so what is it that what is it that people are looking for? Because again, like I said, Kim does get on my nerves.
Right.
I won't deny that. Like, but facts are facts.
Right.
Effort is effort. And I have to give her that. She's given the time and the effort. So I can't even clown her with a K, pun intended, for that.
Clown her with a K. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's other people who've done this exact same thing. So what's the difference between Kim doing it and someone else doing it? Is it just because Kim's rich or has this privilege? I can't knock her, but I hope, like, I really believe that she's going to do it. She's doing this for good. I mean, free 17 inmates in 90 days, that's a lot. And that's something she doesn't even have to do. So I appreciate it. I hope she goes even further with this. I hope the show.
People are like, oh, well, Jay-Z helps people and he doesn't say anything or so and so. But my thing is like, true, but Jay-Z has a connection and his connect is, I've lived it, I've seen it, mm-hmm. I can accept it. Kim didn't do none of that. Kim grew up with a silver spoon.
Mm-hmm.
She went from silver to platinum. And she worked hard to maintain that. And so her core audience is not people who grew up that way. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know. So she's trying to inform. So I feel like kind of when people are like, oh, well, Jay-Z does. And he does. She's her perspective is, hey, I didn't even know these things. I bet some of y'all didn't know. So I'm just going to share the information. So I feel like when people compare, it's kind of apples to oranges. We're talking about Jay-Z. We're talking about Kim. Like, come on.
Yeah. So I'm not going to knock her. I'm still going to make fun of her, but not because of this.
Right. guaranteed it's Kim. She's going to do something else to get on our nerves.
And
she's going to rock another set of boxer braids. She's going to do something. But in this specifically, I'm not mad.
I'm not going to say anything about this whole, you know, it's going to be televised or, you know, they make a show out of it or whatever they do. Not going to say anything till I see it or if they're going to talk about the show. I'm not going to say anything until I see it. I'm going to just hold it. And I'm going to let Kim do Kim. And I hope the best for Kimberly. She's already, you know, she says at night that's when she studies. And 18 hour days. So, you know, I mean, granted, not all of that's doing this work. But she's got 3 kids, about to have 4 kids. Doing her other jobs and this, it's a lot. So, and I appreciate her Granted, she does have nannies. But anyway, I digress. I'm kidding.
I was trying to, like, okay, let it go.
So, but I appreciate the effort that Kim is putting into this. And I hope she helps a lot of people out. And it encourages other people to start helping other people out.
Right.
So, we're going to see. And we're going to talk about it some more. We're gonna pass more judgments on that. So, Aisha Curry has been in the news lately. She was on the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith and Willow Smith. Excuse me. And her mother, and Jada's mother, whose name escapes me at the moment. Can I just say this? Sometimes I don't like Willow Smith because it just feels like she just unnecessarily is like, uh-huh.
And well, that's what I'm saying. On the show sometimes, I struggle because I'm like, I feel like Willow is grown, but then I still look at Willow like she's young, and I'm like, okay, we're grown folks talking. Like, wait, what? Like,
girl, just be quiet. Look, you don't need to be at this Red Table Talk. And that's what I loved about the Red Table Talk with Jordan and Jada, because it was just them two. It wasn't anybody extra, you know, to interrupt with those little sayings and those additives that she just look, sis, just sit back and listen.
Right.
Sit back and listen. But you know, you gotta learn. She'll learn. No worries on that. I digress. So Aisha Curry was on there. Steph Curry's mother was on there. And was it his sisters or her sisters that were on there?
It's his sister, and the other is a soon to be sister in law, just got engaged.
Right.
It's the mom, the sister, Aisha, and the soon-to-be sister-in-law.
So Jada does remark about his mother, how young she looks. Apparently she's 53. And I was like, she don't look that young to me. But whatever. I could be wrong. I might have been tired. I was like, okay, that's interesting. I don't know why I just said that. But it was just kind of like just talking about... I think let's go to the outrage where people are, what kind of the outrage is. So, Aisha was saying about her, some of the insecurities that she has.
Well, now hold on. The only thing she ever said was an insecurity was this.
Right.
So she wasn't talking about insecurity. So I feel like first of all, people are like talking. I'm like, it's a 20-minute clip until you watch the whole clip and get the full context. Mm-hmm. Before people are like, oh, well, this, you got to watch the full clip to understand how they even arrived at that moment.
Right.
So I think people have to do that before they start being like, oh, it's this and it's this, like to really understand where it was coming from. Why the mom was on there. Because the mom, of course, Steph's dad was in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Baller in the NBA. The brother... in the NBA.
Right.
The sister married to an NBA player. So the whole point was kind of like, how do you all tackle it?
Handle it.
How do you handle it? One thing they talked about was that they don't travel with their men.
Mm-hmm.
That they choose to keep, like, maintain a home and try to have something for themselves. Right. And the sister, Steph's sister, said, you know, that's something I struggle with. I've been married 6 months and, like, in the last 2 weeks, I've seen my husband for like 6 hours. Or she said once in 2 weeks. And she's like, one day I saw him and it was just like 6 hours. And she was like, you know, I really struggle, but I know if I just follow him everywhere, you know, like trying to have a sense of self and sense of self-worth. Steph's mom even talked about, like, you know, there's been different seasons in my marriage. And, you know, before it was, okay, you're with somebody because you love them, you be with them. Then it was more so focused on all the kids. It's like, then your kids get married. I mean, then your kids get grown and they leave, and then it's, oh, hey, like, you know. So trying to find some balance. And in that, then Aisha says that they ask about keeping, how do you deal with the women? And so she was like, you know, I'm a grown woman. I will insert myself. If, you know, I don't like to have to introduce myself. I want to be introduced. Yada, yada, yada. And then she said, you know, because sometimes it's hard because I see he gets all this attention and people are throwing themselves, but I don't feel like I get that male attention.
Yes, that's what I was trying to...
And people lost their minds and were like, oh my gosh, why she shouldn't be worried about that. And
right.
she's married and, you know, her husband is an MVP making millions of dollars. First of all, none of that is relevant to anything.
To what they were talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
It ain't related to nothing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, he can make millions of dollars and still be trash. That, most of y'all favorite rappers are. So what, you said that to say what?
Most is correct.
And by most, I mean about 90%.
I'm going to go 95.
I almost said 95, but I was trying to be generous. So I'm like, and people were like, oh, she already got a man. She shouldn't be worried. She got a man. He make money. He's okay, but if you know about the NBA... Well, you got about 90 games. Mm-hmm. He on the road. That's if there's no postseason play.
Right.
On the road. She's got kids, and you got trying to maintain a household. And she, so my thing was, people like, oh, she wants people to look at her and be in her DMs. No, what she's saying is, I don't want to always be a sidekick.
Right.
So in trying to have some sense of self, she said, I don't always be a sidekick. And if every time I go somewhere, everybody's like, Steph, oh, you look so good. Oh, you look so good. Oh, you look so good. And nobody's acknowledging me, or he's having to introduce me because y'all acting like you don't see me.
Right.
My thing is, I'm not invisible, so am I ugly? Am I, like, how are y'all acting like y'all don't see? Yeah. So, I felt like, you know, people like, oh, she, you know, my thing was, she was secure enough to say it was an insecurity.
Right.
She doesn't like, oh, this is something that I think is substantial, or this is something that she just said it's an insecurity, which we all have those of our own. So I just kind of felt like, okay, for people to be like running with it, I'm like, a lot of people feel that way and they just won't say it. Mm-hmm. And she was secure enough to say, hey, this is something I struggle with. Mm-hmm. Like,
I appreciate her for saying
yeah, that. I don't think she meant she wants y'all dusty cousins to be in her DMs.
Right.
That's like, she, the acknowledgement of like, hey, we're going out, we're on the carpet together, and y'all act like I am invisible. Like, and people like, oh, she want men to look at her. Well, obviously she wasn't going to say women.
Right.
You know, so that's what I was like. So, I mean, like, people were so hung up on that. I'm like, but she wasn't going to say women because that's not what she's trying to say. So I'm like, you know, I just felt like people were, and then people, I saw people saying, you know, she got everything. Steph is an MVP. So that don't have nothing to do with what Steph is as a husband.
Right.
And it's not that I'm saying he's not a good father and a good husband. He may be a great one. But nonetheless, saying he's MVP, what's that got to do with their marriage?
Right.
And I talked to somebody, and we were battling back and forth, and they were like, well, she knew what she signed up for. I'm like, as a teenager?
Exactly.
No. I was like, she was with him when he was a teenager. And they were like, well, he was getting attention. I was like, no, getting attention is one thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, even getting attention in that time, there wasn't any social media.
Boom.
So now, what'd you say?
Boom. Exactly.
So, yeah, so I was like, you can't say any of that stuff because we couldn't have even comprehended that social media would come with this when we were on MySpace. Who knew? Like... Who knew? So I was like, you know, I was like, it's not fair to say that because her thing is, he was playing ball. Did she think he might go to sleep? Of course. I was like, but once he started going and getting success, she loves him. She wasn't going to be like, oh, no, I don't want you to be successful.
Right.
I'm out. So I was like, so then that's the internal battle. And that's what she's saying. I have an internal battle, internal struggle. I want to have my own identity, but I want to support my man. I want to be seen. I want to be my own person, but I want to be... There's nothing wrong with, like, if it were the opposite and she was like, oh, no, I follow Steph every game. I'm always there. I'm always there. People would be like, sis, sit down. Keep, you know, maintain your home. Do whatever. Now she's saying she, like, maintaining her own thing and she just wants some acknowledgement and people are losing their minds. And predominantly all the people I saw that I know personally who were going in on Aisha don't even have successful relationships and I don't even know them to have ever had one. So I'm like, you can't even express yourself emotionally, most of you, and here you are talking about her. I'm like, when y'all are literally doing the same thing, the people are like, oh, well, I compartmentalize. Okay, well, how do you know she didn't compartmentalize? She didn't say he was a bad husband. She's saying it's one area.
I wish that we were recording so everybody could see my face.
I'm just like and literally, I was like, most of the people I see, I'm like, none of y'all have successful relationships. And I don't even know y'all to have ever had one. So I'm like, because otherwise you get it. Because a lot of people just do the opposite. They get so caught up in the honeymoon phase, so kiki-kiing on the face, they lose a sense of self.
And that is the word.
Hey, I'm here. I don't just want to be in the background all the time. Do y'all see me? Do y'all notice me? Okay, what is it? Because she didn't say she wants women attention, because a lot of women probably just give her attention because they want to be like her so they can try to get in her shoes.
Right.
So there goes that. So I just feel like, yeah, like, people just took in, like, oh, she's ungrateful, like, oh, you can never satisfy women, if she got Steph and she not happy. She got Steph, we don't know shit about Steph as far as who he is as an individual. We know what we see on the court. We know what we see in the stats. We know what we see on social media. That's it. So how are you going to tell somebody they should be grateful? Like, what?
What's been getting me and people like, and don't nobody want Steph Curry anyway? I'm like... Now, come on.
Oh, no. It's a line of females that would gladly.
Come on. Now, he might not be your type, but he's somebody's type.
His bank account, a lot of these women's type, and that's all it's really about.
That bank account's my type, but you know.
and that's all it's really about for most women. So that's why, you know, like, that's why I think she, and she realizes that. That's why she said it's an insecurity. Right. But like she said, she realizes they just want to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
They just want to be the perks.
Great.
But it's a hard life. Somebody maintain a home. I got 3 kids. And even if she has help, it's still hard because I created these kids with you and you're missing out on a lot of moments.
Right.
It's a sacrifice. We get it. It's done. It's been done before. It'll be continue to be done. But it's still a hard adjustment. So I just think people... However, I also think a lot of people miss the message for the messenger, because I do think Aisha gets on a lot of people's nerves.
Yes. Lots of people say she's corny. She's this.
Yeah. That. So I really feel like had Beyonce said this, people would be like, oh, I felt that in my soul. Oh, Queen B. Like, right. Had Beyonce said this. And I think because the messenger, people totally missed the message, and even more so because of the tax bracket. Because she ain't crying in the awesome, she crying in the rape. So people like, oh, no.
And there you go. Boom. Drops mic.
I just, yeah, I'm like, y'all, same thing with Kim. Okay, if Aisha get on your nerves, that's cool. But in this moment, I feel like what she said was very valid. If nothing else, it's valid because it's how she feels. And I can't dictate somebody how they should feel. Especially in a situation I ain't been in. Ain't nobody been with Steph.
Boom.
So, y'all worry about your own stuff. Half of y'all can't even... dictate and identify your emotions, and y'all trying to tell Aisha how to feel.
Pause. So, Common. Sorry, that ending. Common is releasing a new memoir called Let Love Have the Last Word.
He is.
So, in so far, he did reveal that he was molested as a child around the age 9 or 10. But he did not remember until about 2 years ago when he was working on this scene with actress Laura Dern, and the memory flashed in his mind. So, and he's like, and I was kind of reading some of what he said about it. He was like, he has forgiven the person.
He refers to the person as Brandon.
Yeah. Of course, he didn't give any real names. And
that we know of. Hell, we don't know who he is.
This is true. It could be
I was like, it could be hiding in plain sight. Like, I don't know.
I appreciate Common for coming forth. Because a lot of men sometimes, especially black men, don't come forth with things like that that's happened to them in their lives.
Well, it really made me wonder. The first thing I wondered was, I wonder if he reached out to Terry Crews.
Huh.
Not saying he had to. He doesn't, you know, owe anybody that. But I just wondered because Terry Crews was getting drugged through the mud, like Aisha, when he was talking about the things that had happened to him.
Right.
And so, you know, I was like, okay, as somebody who can be like, hey, it didn't happen in the same realm or age, but I understand where you're coming from. Like, I was curious about that because aside from them, I don't know any other. I mean, okay, R. Kelly, but aside from them two, I don't know any other two black men who are coming out saying like, "Hey, I've been sexually assaulted."
Exactly. So I appreciate Common for taking this big step in letting us have a little part of what has happened to him, and maybe, like I said, that'll help others come forth and be open, or at least get therapy, and so they can work out their issues, or, you know, whatever issues they might have that stem from what has happened to them in the past, or what's happened to them currently, or not that long ago. Maybe that somebody, this will help somebody get to the help that they need.
Right.
So, I appreciate that. I'm always a huge fan of Common. Even when he wore those crocheted pants that Erykah Badu made for him.
I really thought Common and Serena were going to be a thing.
I did too. I don't know what happened there, but hey, she's happy where she's at now, and I love it.
And me too.
I hope Common is happy on that. Like I said, I hope more men, especially black men, minority men, come forth. And not talk about the stigma on this. So, are you down to talk about our favorite teen mom, Janelle?
I just have so many questions about Janelle because so much has been happening, school shooting, all these things. Like, I heard about Janelle, and then I didn't follow up on Janelle. I know that her weirdo husband shot and killed their dog.
After the dog bit their daughter, their young, her youngest
child. That's what I was like, because when I first saw the report come up, it didn't have any real details, and I was like, okay, so what happened for this to ask? Not saying that's justifiable, I just was trying to figure out.
So, on that,
what happened?
They showed a picture of the daughter where she was supposedly bitten, and if she was bitten, you wouldn't know because it didn't break skin. It's like a little red patch or pink patch on her face.
Are you serious?
I will send you, if I find that TMZ link, I will send it to you. But there's no skin broken. There's nothing. He might have nipped at her, but there was no scratch. There was nothing on her face. And I know that they did call, or they couldn't do anything about the dog unless Janelle called the police. And I don't think she did. Hold on, let me pull up my notes really quickly. Because I was just like, this is just unbelievable. Yes, he said, killed the family's French bulldog Nugget because he bit the daughter. She was devastated.
That's what did me in, that the dog's name was Nugget, first of all.
And she was doing all those Instagram posts and just crying. And,
oh, she was? I need to go look at this.
Yeah. So, like, oh, Nugget, we miss you so much. And I'm like, but you,
what, sitting next to his killer?
Okay. Well, this gets better. She was booted from Teen Mom. Fired. They say David, her husband, killing the family dog was a last straw. But we now know what a problem it created for MTV. Brianna, who's also on Teen Mom 2, said was shooting in Florida, and two restaurants refused to allow the show to film because the restaurants were so upset over the dog killing. So they're not letting David in anywhere to film or anything dealing with Teen Mom as long as he's been a part of the show. So, which henceforth, they have been fired. But to all you Janelle fans, would you like to take a guess what show she's going to appear on next?
Oh, Lord. Not Marriage Boot Camp.
Boom, you are correct.
Are you serious? It just can't come. Like, what show can she be on next? Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am. That was on my note. That's it. I saw it today.
I only want to consider watching a preview if Barbara is going to come on there.
Janelle. David. Please have all three of them go into that house. Oh, I've never watched like a full season of Marriage Boot Camp. I actually might watch it just to see the train wreck that is Janelle and David. Janelle. Kiefa.
Oh yeah, Kiefer, Lord have mercy. He was on my nerves from the time he got on the show.
Kiefer,
You're hanging out with Kiefer smoking the weed.
Why is Janelle such a train wreck? And why do people enable her? Like, if she wouldn't get this attention, well, she'd probably still be a train wreck, so never mind. This just gave her the money to be more of a train wreck teen mom. God, I can't believe we watched this show. Watch this shit.
I'm not gonna lie, I like Teen Mom. Well, I like Chelsea.
I love Chelsea.
Yeah, I literally like Chelsea. And Macy.
Yes. What's the girl that got three different baby daddies, but at least she finished school?
Starts with an L. Kaylin,
yeah, with the sleeve tattoos and all that stuff.
And then Tyler and Caitlin, they broke up, right? Or divorced, I mean, right?
I think they got back together.
Oh, did they? Okay. I haven't been watching it. I used to try to watch it, but I haven't. Because then the seasons got all off, and it was like, oh, season's over. And then it'll be like 3 months later, oh, season of this one was coming out. So I'll be like totally off. But yeah, I thought I remember seeing something that Caitlin and Tyler were divorcing.
And then what was it? That Brianna girl was dating Javi. I don't know if they still dating though.
I thought they broke up. I'm almost positive I thought they broke up.
Cause she was the new girl, and they were dating. But what's her oldest kid's name? Janelle's oldest kid's name?
Jace.
What kind of tea do you want, Jace?
Sweet. So what's your favorite tea? Sweet.
That is one of the most classic scenes ever.
Of all time.
Because he was so sweet. I'm like, that little boy. I love him so much. So how do you think they're going to fare on Marriage Boot Camp?
The same way everybody on Marriage Boot Camp fares. Not well at all.
Fighting all the time. I guess I'll watch it. Because I was like, I've never seen a full episode all the way through. Or a full season all the way through. So the Janelle... Who, I got to figure out who else is going to be on there too. Because I loved all train wrecks. Wasn't Waka Flocka on there? Was it Waka?
Yes, on the same season that... what's his name? Draco. Soulja Boy was on there.
Oh, Lord.
On the same season as him, because I remember the clip on social media of Soulja Boy and Nia where she was hollering.
Oh, my God. Oh, classics. Classics. So, that is our show. How are you feeling about this episode, ma'am?
I feel like it was pretty good and thorough.
All right, that's what I like. You got any parting notes?
As always, keep it real and true. Always. And please, if you're gonna struggle, just have one struggle. Be ignorant or be loud. Don't be both.
Oh, I hate being. What's my favorite? Don't be loud and wrong.
Loud and wrong. Loud and ignorant. My thing is, you can be loud and wrong, and then realize, but like. Just loud and ignorant. Like, just chill out.
It's going to be... Chill out. All right. I have a couple words. So, last week, we were blessed with celebrating the birthday of my friend / co-host, Minnie.
And yes. Even though
I was not in D.C. able to celebrate, I am glad that she had a great birthday. And do you mind telling the folks how old you are?
Hold on. At work, they asked me how old I am. Which, one, I don't even know that somebody can ask you that. I feel like that's got to be an HR hazard. And so a lot of smart, expletive-ridden things came to my mind, and I paused. And they're like, oh, if you don't want to tell us how old you are, I was like, oh, no. I said, I'm old enough to be here working, but not old enough to retire. I'm not old enough to retire.
Well, we just got our question answered, guys.
No, but I am 31 years of age.
So young.
I guess now I'm officially in my 30s.
So young.
Because I feel like when you're 30, are you really in your 30s? Like, I get it, you're in your 30s.
But you're on like, the cusp.
Yeah, like, I feel like when people like, they're 20, I don't feel like they're in their 20s. I'm like, you're 20. You're just now breaking in. Now I'm like, okay, now you're in your 20s. So I'm like, now I'm in my 30s.
You're in your cusp. Also, I saw on Facebook that we have been Facebook friends for 10 years.
Yes, that's right.
So, thank you for being my friend.
Of course.
Thank you for partaking in this journey. It's only going to get better. I don't think there's anybody else I could have done this with. I appreciate you. I love you. You're not my sister. You're my sister.
Right?
Because I probably talk to you more than I do my own sisters. So, I love you. I love you so much.
I love you.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Wait, and that's a bit legitimate question. When does Lion King come out?
I know it.
Because all I see is Aladdin stuff now, and I'm like, okay.
I know it comes out, because Aladdin's first.
May 24th. I know it's Aladdin's May 24th. But when is Lion King? I need to look that up. I just didn't know.
I don't think it's in August. I think it's sometime in June or July, sorry. We'll look it up. But, are you looking it up now?
About to, yes.
So, thank you for being a part of this journey. You are 50% of this, and I couldn't do it without you. And so, I appreciate you. I thank you. I love you immensely. Thank you.
Wait, quick sidebar in between tears. You were right. July. It's July 19th,
2019. July 19th.
It is 7/19/19.
So, if it would have been like on that July 4th weekend, I would definitely remember that, but I knew it wasn't. It had to be after that. There was something bigger. Something big is going to come out on July 4th weekend. So, thank you. I can't say it enough. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A million thank yous. And thanks to Texas Wesleyan for bringing us together.
Right? And reconnecting with people halfway across the country, everything. Like, I was like, what the heck?
You know, sometimes I'll think and I'm like, man, I should have went to another school. I probably should have went somewhere cheaper. You know, all this stuff. But I've developed so many friendships at Texas Wesleyan that has made me, or just made me, a better person, and I'm grateful and thankful for that. So, and you are number one on that list. So,
thank you. Yes, Wesleyan did give me some good. One, Wesleyan gave me some real life foolery.
Right.
It gave me some real life lessons, but it gave me some real good people.
That's the best part.
Yes.
And I was like, what else do I say? Oh, love one another.
We're on the brink, y'all. Hold on. I literally thought about you and I almost took my phone out and took a picture because they were like, Vacation Bible School coming up. And they're like, if you'd like to volunteer, you have to do a background check, blah, blah, blah. But they were talking about it. And I was like, oh my goodness, we are almost in Vacation Bible School season.
I can't wait because you're going to start singing the song and I'm going to be so excited.
It is almost that time, people.
All right, kids. That's our show. We love you guys. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Hootie hoo.